You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And if you've been listening over the years, you know that Donna and I pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida. We have for 23 plus years, and God gave me the name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. So be blessed with what you hear, not because of Don and I, but we're going to give you the truth out of the Word of God, and that you can put these things in your heart, and you can grow and mature, and you'll have confidence in your heart of all the things that are going on around us, that we don't have no fear whatsoever, because we know that fear is the opposite of faith. And so we release all the listeners right now, Pastor Donna, in the name of Yeshua. Pusha mandarapo, pusha kepapa sapo. We release all the hearers to be sensitive to the Spirit of God and what He's going to say to you. So lay down all your preconceived ideas and thoughts maybe that you had before, and just listen to what we're going to share with you today. We're coming into a time and a season called Teshuvah, and we'll talk about that. But before we do that, Pastor Donna's got a few things she might want to mention on the calendar coming up. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on here because we love people, and we want to see the standard raised in the body of Christ today to a great dimension. So have ears to hear what the Spirit of God will say to you individually here today. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
And tell them what you
we
got.
We just want to thank the Father for this radio broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
And that we're on WCNO.com. So you can go and listen to us on your internet or on your telephone.
Anytime, right?
Anything, yeah, any device that you might have goes worldwide, around the world. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family. Maybe they live up north, and maybe you live up north, and you're just driving down the highway, and you happen to catch us today, and you'd like to hear this program again. So you can go on there. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 p.m., but you can go and listen to it at any time that you choose, because other programs that we have done in the past are also on there, and this one will be on there as well starting tomorrow. So praise the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for WCNO and this radio broadcast, and we thank the Lord for Pastor Tom's quick recovery and healing.
That's right, from his
Because he has heart surgery. Mm-hmm. So we just keep him in prayer and thank the Lord for that, that he will be back back at the station very soon and back doing what the Lord has called him to do.
Yes, Lord.
So we need to pray for each other, don't we?
Amen.
I want to mention too, Pastor Gene, that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Church and Ministry. So we're here in Stuart, Florida, right down in the Monterey Plaza on Canner and Monterey Road. So if you would like to know more about that, I'm going to give you our phone number in just a minute, and you can call us and let us in. We can send you a calendar, or we can let you know more about the ministry.
Amen.
But I will mention that we have service on Sunday from 10 o'clock and starts at 10 o'clock. And we always have a fellowship meal afterwards. And then we always have Friday night Shabbat at 7 p.m. where we take communion and we seek the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And we're normally there on Saturdays, but today we will not be. Today we will have no services this afternoon on Saturday. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you come visit us. Our phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. And that's area code 772-285-7007. And we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island.
Hallelujah.
And we thank the Lord for
the temple of God.
The building's going up.
Thank you,
Lord. We've been talking about that for a long time. But it takes a while build it. You know, God says, you build it, he'll fill it.
That's right.
They're building the temple of God. That's the name of the ministry right there on Andros Island. Apostle Roscoe and Prophetess Audrey Walks. So if you'd like to, if you're visiting there, or you'd like to be part of that, you'd like to help out, they can use some finances to help finish the work.
That's right.
We still have the roof to put on. We still have
some of the header to do. Yeah.
Right. Some of the header to do. You know, they've been ministering in a tent for many years now.
Quite a few years, right.
And so now the building's going up, and so praise God for that. But it takes finances. And it takes hours and hours of work, labor, to build it. So praise God for them. Keep them in prayer.
That's
maybe
right.
You'd
pray
like to just send some money to help build, to help,
yeah,
you know, put the roof on. Their roof is going to be expensive to put on.
That's right.
Everything, it costs money nowadays, and everything over there seems to cost
a lot more.
More than it costs here.
If you send something, just mark it on the check for the Temple of God. We'll make sure they get it.
And you can send, if you'd like to send a check or an offering, you can send it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Post Office Box 413. And that would be Stuart, Florida, 34995. Post Office Box 413, Stuart,
Amen.
Florida, 34995.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Gene.
So here we are. We're just about halfway, over halfway now through the month of August. Today's the 20th of August. The time's going by.
But it happens to be the 16th. Of Av, so
right.
We've just had a full moon.
That's right.
On Friday was a full moon,
mm-hmm.
And that means that you're in the middle of the month.
That's right.
Because the middle of the month is always on the 15th.
The full moon. That's right.
Now I'm not saying the 15th of August. I'm saying on the 15th of the Hebrew month.
That's right.
Which happens to be the month of Av. Av.
That's right.
And I have that on the calendar. So if they'd like to have know more about Jewish calendar and the numbers, the Hebrew numbers and the Hebrew names of the letters, they can actually give us a call and we'd be glad to send them our calendar for the month of August or mm-hmm. The month of Tammuz and Av, because the Hebrew months overlap, you know.
That's right.
If we were just going to go directly by a Hebrew calendar, I wouldn't even have August on here,
right?
But I would have just the month of Av. But
Donna has them superimposed on there, both of them, right?
Superimposed, right.
Right.
So you can do that and also have other things on here that you can learn about the Hebrew alphabet.
Amen. So we're honored to be here with you again on another Saturday. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And I pray that all you'll have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, what we're going to talk about, because there's so much in it. And it's a little bit before the month of Elul comes. But we get down to the end of this month and the first beginning part of our month, September, we will come to the sixth month on God's prophetic calendar called the month of Elul. And it's very important. And it's called a season of Teshuvah. It starts on Elul 1 and it runs for 40 days and it closes out on the Day of Atonement. And so it's very important. What does Teshuvah mean? It means to what? To return to the Lord. If you're born again and you've drifted away from God, you quit going to church and doing those things, this would be a great time to come back. Or there's people listening right now, maybe Pastor Donna, that never came to the Lord, never asked Jesus, Yeshua, to come into their heart. This would be a good time between now and the 10th of Tishri, which is coming up soon. And so it's a very important
Today
time.
Today is the day of salvation.
That's what it says.
Don't wait.
Tomorrow.
Don't wait till the month of Elul.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Today.
If you don't know the Lord,
today's the day.
If you just happen to turn on the radio, today is your day to ask Jesus to come into your heart.
That's right.
Because we don't know.
May not be here tomorrow.
We may not be here tomorrow. And so we need to be ready. We need to know that we are protected and we are in in the protection of the Lord. We've received His Son Jesus.
His blood's over our life.
We have the blood of Yeshua.
That's right.
And we're saved.
Amen.
And we're washed and we're cleansed in the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Messiah.
And even thinking about historically, Pastor Donna, in the first covenant, and I like to call it the old covenant, it's the first covenant. You know, in Judaism, they really understand this, and they studied it out, and they realize that's what it is. When Moses had to go back up to Mount Sinai the second time, when the tablets got destroyed the first time, they believe, with their study, that he went up on a Luo 1, okay, and he came back 40 days later, or back down to off the mountain, on what? Tishri 10, which is the Day of Atonement. It's incredible. So we have a pattern. So these things we're talking about here today are going to be patterns for what God's going to do in the future. And I want you to know we're going to read some scriptures that Paul quoted in the New Testament. And remember, Paul based everything on his Jewish understanding. He was a Pharisee. He knew the Torah and all that. He based everything on that. It wasn't some Gentile thought. It was on the Jewish understanding. And so he fit everything in with God's appointed times, just like we need to know. And we've talked about this a lot on the radio program, how we've been robbed. The church at large has been robbed of those things that God wants us to know, the Hebrew understanding of the scriptures. And so we're going to talk about some things here today. I think they might stir you up. And if it goes tilt in your mind, ask God to show you. I'm going to read you some scriptures and you look at this, okay? And we'll use some Jewish understanding of this, not Gentile or Christian understanding, but what? But the Hebrew scriptures, what they have to say. This Bible down I have before us, our King James Version Bible, this Bible was written by Jews.
All of it.
All
yes,
of it. So
right.
Why don't we honor this and look at what they had to say, because God gave it to them. And aren't we fortunate? They're the natural olive tree, and we've had the privilege and the honor to be grafted in to that tree and to be part of it.
And we're so, reading the Torah.
That's right.
The Torah portions. And, you know, Moses, those first five books, that's the Torah. The whole Bible is not the Torah.
That's right.
No, only the first five books. So why would we want to leave the Torah out?
That's right.
You know, we think about it. And right now we just started in the last of the five books, which is the book of Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
So these five first books in our Bible, that's the Torah. The whole Bible is not the Torah.
It's called the Tanakh, the whole
right.
Bible.
But so it's important to know what's in the Torah, because those are the words that were given to Moses, you know, and Moses wrote those words down as they were given to him. But, you know, you talked about Teshuvah, meaning to return
mm-hmm.
or to come back.
That's right.
Well, you said that Moses was up, he went up, this was the second time
he went up to Mount Sinai. That's right.
He had already been up there once.
Yeah.
He had already received the Ten Commandments once. But you know what? He came down that first time, and he was so upset and so angry. He threw them.
What he saw with the people.
And they broke. So then these people that had already come through the Red Sea, that had already said that they would, they said, I do, just like a marriage contract. We can go back and look at all that. But they said, I do.
That's right.
And so, but they didn't. While he was away, while Moses was away, they went and they sinned.
Couldn't wait 40 days.
And even Aaron sinned.
Right.
They took all their jewelry that they had brought out of Egypt, and they made this molten calf.
And melted it all down.
Well, they made the excuse that it just happened.
Yeah.
It just supernaturally turned into this molten calf. And they were worshiping, dancing around it, and doing lewd things.
That's right.
And so Moses came down after that first 40 days. You know, those Ten Commandments were broken.
That's right.
Broken.
Into pieces.
So that shows me that those people had to teshuvah.
That's right. To turn around.
Because they had already made a commitment once.
That's right.
But what happened? When Moses was away, what's that saying, Ogos?
When
somebody's away,
the mice play in the house.
Mice will play.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, the demons really got a hold of those
That's
people,
right.
And they were doing terrible things, and they were blaspheming God. They were not waiting for Moses to come back. They were not seeking the presence of the Lord. No, Moses is gone, and now here they're out. They're out doing.
They figure
their thing.
He's not going to come back at
and
all.
So what happened? They had already committed themselves to the Lord. If you read before that, they had already made a commitment to the Lord.
Right.
They saw all those miracles.
Sure did.
They saw all those 10 signs, what happened, how they were delivered, how they came through the sea. all those things happen on prophetic times, timetable, you know, prophetic timetable. We talk about that when they come up out of the river, out of the sea. Well, it wasn't on Tishri, 17.
Nisan 17, they came up out of the Red Sea, right?
Right, and so this was, and just after Passover. It was right after Passover.
That's right.
So shortly after Passover, Moses went up there the first time, but they all sinned, and so he went up a second time. You know, they repented again. So what did they do? They teshuvah. They came back to the Lord. And some of, many of them died before that,
that's though, right,
because of their disobedience.
Sure did. Well, think about us today. A lot of people come to the Lord, and they don't get involved with the things that God's doing, reading their Bible and all that, and going to church. And what happens? They kind of drift away and thinking, well, maybe he'll come back someday. I'll be all right when he comes back. I'll get around doing the right things. No. They couldn't wait 40 days and they got in trouble. So you better have your heart right. Could he come back tomorrow? I don't know. I don't believe so, but he could. Well, what if, you know, we could all be wrong. He could come back maybe, okay? But or we could drop the main thing. We could drop dead, couldn't we?
That would be the main thing,
that
because
be,
people are dying every moment.
That's
just
right.
as we're talking, people are just click,
dying.
Click,
right.
Click. People are dying all over the world. And people are dying all over the world without Jesus.
The key thing is, you know, just knowing about him is not the answer. The answer is to truly know him. And what's it all about? It's not about a church membership. It's about relationship with Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, our Heavenly Father, and with Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah, and the Holy Ghost. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's all about.
And have him in your heart.
We have to have that relationship. And if we don't, we're in trouble.
So teshuvah, which is a Hebrew word,
mm-hmm.
but we could say it means returned. We all know what the word return means.
Mm-hmm.
Return to the Lord. You know, so that's not an old thing.
Nope.
It's a daily thing.
That's what it is.
Because we need to come before the Lord every day, because we all miss the mark from time to time. We all say things, do things, you know, we all have problems, and we all let the enemy come and steal our joy, or we get into discouragement or depression. You know, we allow all these things to happen when we should quickly take authority.
That's right.
Over these things and these feelings, because, you know, God's given us feelings, but he's not given us feelings to complain and to let the enemy come and get a hold of us.
Shit.
He wants us to we should have joy. You know, when we're always seeking the Lord, we're going to have the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Strength for what? Not that I have muscles in my arms.
That's right.
No, but strength to overcome the things of the world, the things that are said, the things of the past, the things of the present, things that we can daily overcome, and we can have victory, and we won't get
discouraged.
We won't let the enemy even take a half an hour of our time.
That's right.
You know, we'll take back what the enemy has stolen. So many people let things just hang around, and when things just hang around, what do? They fester.
That's right.
Or you leave food in the refrigerator for a long time. What's going to happen? It's going to get moldy. You know, God wants us to have a fresh touch. What?
Every day.
Every day.
That's right.
Every day. All the time. We need to. And if we feel like we're coming or under some kind of an oppression or depression, we need to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's where a lot of the church, they don't have the baptism in the Holy Ghost.
They don't believe in it, right?
So they don't believe it. They don't have it. So we believe in it, and we have it. And we know what it's like to not have it, and we know what it's like to have it.
That's right.
Well, God said it's a gift.
That's right. It's a free
gift. It's a free gift. And, you know, the apostles and the disciples, they didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, while Jesus was still on the earth. They didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost until Pentecost. Now, here we got another feast day.
That's right.
We've already been through that. These feasts of the Lord, and what Pastor Gene's going to talk about in a few minutes, is these things are they come to, you know, Passover wasn't just a once in a lifetime thing. No, Jesus fulfilled Passover, but Passover comes every year.
They
right?
rehearsed it for 1500
and
years.
So every year we rehearse it.
Till
we
Christ
know
came, yeah.
Because we to remind us. He even told them. He says, you know, you continue to tell your children. And to have Passover. And so Pentecost, you get baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have a Pentecostal experience.
That's
it's
right.
Not just a once in a lifetime thing. Pentecost needs to be a daily thing, because
it fills us.
Those disciples and all those people that were in the upper room, They hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost until Pentecost came.
That's right.
And that's why Jesus, Yeshua, told them to go to Jerusalem and to wait for that time. And they all knew about Pentecost. They had been practicing Pentecost
every year.
Every year for thousands of years.
Because Jewish people knew.
Because there was a Pentecost, believe it or not, in the first covenant, or what you would call the Old Testament. And that was had to do with Moses again.
Mount Sinai, Exodus chapter 19. That's what it was all about.
The fire of God.
That's right.
The fire of God. And so he said, Jesus said, you will be baptized with what? The Holy Ghost
and fire.
Fire. So that's why all these people had fire on them.
That's
fire
right.
on their heads or on their shoulders, wherever it was noticeable. It can be seen. You can see the fire and the glory of the Lord on people who have the Holy Ghost. Because they walk in a different place. They don't have discouragement. They don't, you know, they can have it. But we have a choice.
That's right.
We can say, okay, I'm just going to be a grump today. Or we have a choice to tell Satan, get out of here. You don't belong in this house. Get out of here. Get out of my car. Get, you know, skadoodle.
But we can give you some examples. Donna puts a lot of things from our meetings, like on Friday night when we have our Shabbat and all that, on the Facebook. You can listen to some of that, and you'll listen to a couple of people that are sharing. You can tell when the Holy Ghost comes upon them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing changes. The whole thing changes. You can just sense the atmosphere, and that's what we need. You know, I could be an unbeliever and just study the Bible, and I could come up with and tell you some stories and all those things that happened in the Bible, but is there any anointing behind it? Other than the word itself, but there's no anointing with the person that's the speaker of it. He needs to be an anointing. Look at the Apostle Paul. There was an anointing behind it. Peter, all that.
That was the Holy Ghost.
That was the Holy Ghost. And they didn't have that until it came.
That's right.
That's right. You know, they made a lot of mistakes. They said the wrong things. They did the wrong things. And so we need that.
Well, they even chose a 12th disciple or apostle, didn't they?
Right.
They chose the 12th one. And you never hear anything about him.
Nope.
They chose him. They, you know, drew straws or
cast lots for him.
Cast lots for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't hear about him. So he was the one that man chose. But God chose Paul.
Paul, that's right.
And we can see what Paul did, what his life was like when he came to the Lord.
Right.
And he
Before and after.
He was the one that was out there persecuting the Christians.
That's right.
And going after them.
That's right.
So, but, you know, he was, God arrested him right on the road. And so, you know, he fell down, and he humbly came to the Lord.
That's right.
And he knew the Torah, he knew the law.
Sure did. So God's good enough to show us about Paul, or his name was Saul then, his before, his experience with Christ, and after. So there's always a before and after, okay? And what happened to him when he had that experience on the road to Damascus? Within a couple, 3 days, he was baptized with the Holy Ghost, speaks with tongues, and did all those things. And look what he did for the Lord, okay? So we need that power today. And most of the church just ignores it. They think, well, it's done away with. Who said it's done away with? God gave that to us, and he never takes anything back. Well, why would we say that?
And once you get it, you know it's not.
You know it's real. And we got a song we play at the church all the time. I've got it. It's real.
I know it's real.
That's right. So anyway, that's good. That's good to talk about that. But we want to talk about this season we're about ready to come into. And so I want to think about this time called Teshuvah. And like we mentioned a little bit ago, if you haven't accepted Christ in your life today, the Messiah, you could do it today. But if you have, and you know in your heart you're backslidden, today can be the day. Just make a decision and come back.
Return.
And that's called Teshuvah. And every time you read in the first covenant about what talks about, you know, Isaiah then talks about return to the Lord. That return is the word Teshuvah in the Hebrew. Teshuvah, to come back. But a lot of people have not come back. So I think about this radio station. The majority of the people listening to this radio station claim to be born again. Okay? But how many of them really have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many of them have the fullness of the Word of God that God's given us to walk into do the things that we need with the power and authority? So keep that in mind as you listen to this today. So, you know, I mentioned a while ago that we've been robbed of our Jewish understandings that God gave the Jewish people, and they were not the Jewish appointed times. They were God's appointed times, and they were given to the Jewish people to implement those. And there was events that happened in history. There was a historical event, but also it was all prophetic to the last days where we're at right now. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. Well, we're going to go through this month of Elul, and then when the last day of Elul comes, depends where we're at on the calendar. It's usually the 29th day on the calendar today, on our calendar, 29 days, and also on the Jewish calendar. Well, the next day, then, is trumpets. It's called Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year. We know that. But it's called trumpets, and it's very important. And that day is called the Day of Hiding. It's called the hidden day, okay? People are going to be hid away, and God wants everyone to come to Yeshua, that when that day comes, that if you're in Christ, you'll be hid away for 7 years in glory. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but the Bible makes it really clear, and we're going to look at some of this here today also. So here's the key thing with it. We want to talk about this. These 10 days between trumpets and the Day of Atonement are called the Days of Awe. The Jewish people, every year, when they get during this time, they're very serious with God. They're reflective of their life, trying to understand, are they doing everything that God wants them to know and do? But the main thing is they have to come to the Messiah, just like Don and I said here. We had to come to the Messiah one day. And so it's very important. So on trumpets, what they say to each other is, may you be written in the book of life. Well, see, the key thing is it's not to be written in the book of life. It's to be written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lamb's book of life. But they just call it the book of life. And so on that day, they tell each other, may you be written in the book of life. Well, then every day, those up to the Day of Atonement, those 10 days, they say one to one another, may you be sealed until the Day of Redemption. Well, what day is the redemption? What day is that with the Jewish people? It's on the Day of Atonement. We can read Leviticus chapter 16. The whole chapter talks about that. So that's their day. That's the day assigned to them. And so these 2 days, trumpets and also a Day of Atonement, are called Days of Judgment. And so God has done something, and the Jewish people believe it, and it's in their writings and all that, that on trumpets, God opens the books. He opens 3 books, okay? Every year they believe that God does this, and they want to make sure they're in the right place with God. But they fully don't understand this, but he still wants them to know that he has 3 books he's going to open. The first one is the Book of the Righteous. Well, how do they become righteous? Not by all their liturgy and keeping all the dietary things, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. No, how do they get righteous? They have to have the righteousness of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. All right. Then the second group is called the in-betweens. They have not made a decision yet. They're just living their life. They're not completely bad. They're not completely good, but they don't have the Messiah in their life. So they're the group, it tells us in Joel chapter 2, they're in the valley of decision. Well, then the third group is called the wicked group. I call them vessels fit for destruction because God knows they'll never come, but he's put it out there. So they look at this every year on the Feast of Trumpets to see where they're at with God, or where they think they are with God. But see, they can't be right with him until they ask Yeshua the Messiah to come into their life. Well, then they go through these 10 days and they're in great respect of themselves and they're looking into all this, but see, they don't fully understand about the Messiah. Now, they believe there's going to be a Messiah come, but they don't believe that Yeshua was the one that came for them the first time. They missed their day of visitation, but he's coming back again for them. They have to comprehend that. But today, as Donna said a moment ago, today is the day of salvation. They could drop dead tomorrow. They could have a heart attack and die, whatever. And so today is that. Well, then they go through those 10 days, and then the next day of judgment is on the Day of Atonement. And this is the conclusion. This is the final judgment that will come. And God gave them this period of time called Jacob's Trouble, those 7 years, 2,520 days, to give them another opportunity after the church, the ecclesia, Jew and Gentile, that's born again with Christ, are removed from the earth. He's given them another 7 years to get right with God and to accept his Son. And that's what it's all about. It's his love and mercy and grace for the Jewish people to allow that to happen. And so there'll be a day. And so at the last year of Jacob's trouble, on the Day of Atonement, I believe the Bible reveals us that Yeshua himself will come back to this earth, literally, and put his foot again on the Mount of Olives on that particular day. Because why? It's a sign to Israel. The Bible tells us that God's going to end his work with the Gentiles, but it's also any Jew that's come and accepted Christ. They're part of the ecclesia. But primarily in Jacob's trouble, he's coming back to the earth to do what? To touch and to bring his people to accept the Messiah. So he will return, I think, literally to the earth. Now, I'm not saying he's in the sky, he's going to come literally to the earth. And so we can see some things in the scriptures about these days of judgment that's so important in Judaism that they look at every year. And I'm going to take you over to Daniel chapter 7 and show you something, that there's more than one book that God's going to open on those 2 days, okay? And mainly on trumpets, okay? The verse I'm going to read to you here is a trumpets scripture. In Daniel chapter 7, I'm going to read, I'm going to read 9 and 10. It says this. Daniel says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Well, who's the Ancient of Days? Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, our Father God. Amen. Abba. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. It reminds me of Ezekiel in the first couple of three chapters of the book of Ezekiel. Now, verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him. This is a million people up there. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. This is on the day of trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I'll read it again. Ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Now listen to this. The judgment was set, and the books, plural, were opened. Not just one book, but books. And so they understand that what? That there's three books. So this 10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million. So that shows you how many is up there that's going to be there at that time. And so what's going to happen? We are going to be there also, because we're going to be caught off the earth before all this comes to pass. But God's making it clear to them to know that the day of judgment is actually what? On the Day of Atonement. Verse 11 says, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words, which the horn spake. This is the wicked one at that time. It was going to be the false Messiah. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame and so on. So we see this in verse 13 and 14 are very key. I saw in the night visions, Daniel said, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, to his Father, and they brought him near before him. Who's him? Brought Yeshua before the Father. And there was given him, who? Yeshua, dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. As dominion is an ever, his dominion, I should say, is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Isn't that amazing? Just reading those verses is incredible to think about it. And we know what's going to happen when this false Messiah comes. He's going to try to change a lot of things. And hallelujah. It tells you right here in verse 25 of 7. And he shall speak. Who's this? The false Messiah. Great, great words against the Most High, Yod Heh Vav Heh, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. He's going to change the times of the appointed times that God's put in place, and the laws that govern those things, okay? And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times, and the dividing of time, which we know is what, 3.5 years prophetically. This is all in the book of Daniel. So we see an amazing thing here that's going to happen. Now, just to show you what I'm talking about, I'm going to go over to Daniel chapter 12, the very last chapter, and we're going to talk about some more things of this. And we may not get all this done this week, but we're going to do our best. If you read Daniel chapter 12, it's referring to the last 3.5 years of Jacob's trouble. It's really clear. You just read verse 7. It makes it really clear when the time is, okay? All right. Now, and then I'm going to skip 7. I'm going to go to verse 8 of chapter 12. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. It's incredible. And I'm not going to read the rest of this. I want to go down to verse 13, the very last verse in the book of Daniel. He told Daniel, But go thou way till the end be, what means the end of his life, for thou shalt rest, it means he's going to die, and stand in thy lot. There's going to be a resurrection of all the Old Testament saints, I should say, or the first covenant people that walked with God. There'll be a resurrection at the end of Jacob's trouble, on a day of trumpets again, the day that God's assigned to that. It's called the awakening blast. And stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Talking about the end of the days of Jacob's trouble. So we have all the signs through the Bible, all this. And so we have proof that this is going to happen. What happens in Leviticus chapter 16? When God had the high priest prepare on that day. And there was a hush that came over all of Israel at that time. When he went into the hope behind the curtain into the Holy of Holies on that particular day. And if he did everything exactly right and came out, well, then they had another year that was given to them by God. They had the grace of God. And that was an incredible day. So it shows you that it's redemption. It's a redemption. It's amazing when I think about what God gave us with the Day of Atonement to show us all this and show the picture of it and how important it is for us to know that. And so this day, I believe with all my heart, is the day that God has assigned to the nation of Israel. Now, we only have one appointed time that we have a whole chapter on. Leviticus 16 talks entirely about the Day of Atonement. And there's a lot of prophetic things all through that. And so God's put this in place so you and I won't be fooled by anything. So we're going to know the time and the season with this. And so God has shown this. And so the Jewish people are going to deal with this again this year on trumpets. You know, may you be written in the book of life. Well, they don't understand. Well, they need the book of the book of life. But who is the book of life? It's got to be the book of the Messiah. It's got to be the book of Yeshua. Amen. And then at the end, during that week, may you be sealed during those 10 days. May you be sealed until the day of redemption. They know that's going to be the day. So let's think about this for a moment. I'm going to take you over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now let's look at some things in the New Covenant.
Well, you know, Pastor Gene, you know, one of the first things that Jesus said was repent.
Repent.
Repent and believe the gospel in Mark chapter 1. So he basically said
to the Jewish people,
repent.
Because they all supposedly knew God, didn't they?
Return to the truth of the gospel.
That's right.
And then he tells them who he is. But so he basically said, Teshuvah, what? Believe on me.
That's right.
I am the I am.
That's right.
The good news. I'm the good news.
That's right. So if you go to 1 Corinthians 13 with me, I'm going to look at one verse here. And we know this is the charity chapter. And there's been a lot of false teaching on this chapter about what the perfect is. Well, the perfect is only one person. His name has to be Yeshua HaMashiach. But we get down to verse 12, and Paul says this. Now remember, everything that Paul taught was a Jewish understanding. He had no other understanding. This is what he presented. Everything was Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. So the church had drifted from all that, so we missed out on some of these things. Verse 13, he says, Verse 12. For now we see what? Through a glass darkly. And we do. We don't know everything, but we got all the patterns and the shadows to see this. But then what? Face to face. This is a term Paul was alluding to, the Day of Atonement. Now I know in part, and we do right now, and so do the Jewish people, even those that will come to the Messiah. But then, when the perfect has come, which is Yeshua, shall I know even as also I am known by God. Isn't that incredible when we think about that? Now we're still here in 1 Corinthians. Go over to chapter 15 with me now. And people say, well, how do you know that there's going to be a catching away and a resurrection on trumpets? Because it's called what? The awakening blast is going to be blowing on that day. They blow 100 shofars on that day.
And there's a special blast for Teshuvah.
That's right. In fact, let's go down and mention it. During Teshuvah, they blow the shofar every single day during Teshuvah.
And there's a special sound for that call
and it's
of
a call
repentance
to come back
to
the
return.
That's right. It's a call to come back. Okay. Now, I took you to 1 Corinthians 15 because we're talking about this Teshuvah time that's going to lead up to trumpets and the Day of Atonement, okay? Now, I'm going to start in verse 50 with you. Here we go. Listen to what Paul had to say. Remember, he only taught by the Jewish understanding. He didn't speak anything else, okay? Now, this I say, Paul says, brethren, he's talking to believers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Now, we're corrupted right now, but one day we're going to inherit and we're going to have incorruption. Mm. Now, verse 15 has been misinterpreted so many times. Behold, I show you a mystery. So there's a hidden truth here. There's a sowed in this in Hebrew. We shall not all sleep. It means we're not going to all be dead, but we shall all be changed. Now, here's the key verse. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Now, I'm going to stop right there. When is the last trump? I've heard of all this stuff about Revelation. You know, in the book of Revelation, it's the seventh trump that sounded, all that. No, this, Paul, that book had not been written. John had not written that book about from Revelation at that time. This is what we had. This is what we know at this time. Well, Paul spent, 3 years out in the Arabian desert with the Lord where the Torah was given, and God gave him all this about the church, when the timing was going to be and all of it. And so he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not sleep. We're not going to be dead, are we? But we shall all be what? Changed. What? On the day of trumpets. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So trumpets, okay? So what is trumpets? It's Tishri 1. But you know, they honor it for 2 days. Jesus said you won't know the day nor the hour. So there's a 48-hour window when he could come back on trumpets, one of those 2 days, and they honor those 2 days. So right here, again, is proof of when this is going to be. Now, I want to take you someplace else. Go over to the book of Ephesians now. I'm flowing with the Holy Ghost here. Go over to Ephesians chapter 4 with me. See, we've been robbed of our Jewish understanding of what God gave them. This should be a part of our life that we understand. We're part of Israel. So whatever they have, we have, and I love
that's
it to
right.
think about
we're
it.
Spiritual.
We're
Israel.
Spiritual Jews, that's
now,
right.
Some people may we're spiritual Israel.
That's right.
Well, some people might not agree with that, but you know, those who are born again are of the spiritual Israel.
That's right.
And what about the Jewish people that have not been born again?
That's right.
Are they spiritual Israel? No.
Nope, they're not, because they're not born again.
Paul was.
Sure.
And many of the, and all the disciples were.
But look what Paul had to go through.
And many of the Jewish people who came to the Lord during those first couple of centuries, they were all spiritual Israel.
That's right.
But then what happened? There was a drifting away. And they were dispersed.
That's right, everywhere.
Because of unbelief.
And doubt, that's right.
Because of unbelief.
But think, look what Paul had to go through to get to the place to accept the Messiah. He was killing Christians and being part of all this, you know. But then he had the experience with the Lord on the road to Damascus, and everything changed, didn't he? So he had what? He had a true experience with God. That's what every person listening to this radio program must have. It can't be some head thing. It has to be something that drops into your heart. And then that's what changes it.
And it's by faith.
That's
like it.
Like
it says over in Romans chapter 3, I believe. It's by faith.
By faith.
That we come.
That's right.
That we believe.
Absolutely. So I took you to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to start reading in verse 23. Now, Pastor Don has talked about this on this program before. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hear that? There's a spirit. There's an attitude and disposition in your mind that needs to be what? Renewed. And ye, and that ye, means you all, put on the new man, which after God is created in what? Righteousness and true holiness. God requires that of us. That's what the Torah was put in place for, to teach us how to do that, to walk a holy life. Verse 25, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your words. Neither give place to the what? To the devil.
That's right.
Let him that stole steal
no more,
but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now here's the key verse I'm taking you to.
And grieve not.
See, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby, listen to what Paul said with the Jewish thought, ye are sealed until the day of redemption. This is the Day of Atonement scripture, Yom Kippur. Right there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we can go on and see the things that Paul, the statements that he made. And so he's showing us what God gave him through the Torah, the prophets, and Psalms to speak these words.
So many places in the Bible you can see where there were people teshuvah. Paul had the teshuvah.
He sure did, boy.
Didn't he? Because he really came against the church.
Yes, he did.
Well, what about David? David had the teshuvah, didn't he? Because he sinned in Psalm 51.
That's right.
He had the teshuvah. Mm-hmm. And you know, Moses had the teshuvah too. He had to go back up on the mountain again for another 40 days. You know, after he broke those commandments.
That's right.
After he threw those commandments down that were written with the finger of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to go back up there for another 40 days, and he fasted another 40 days.
That's right.
He had to return. He had to return to God. He had to return to the top of the mountain, didn't he?
He sure did.
Even after he had had that experience with the Lord all that time. See, it shows you when you come down out of an experience with the Lord, and you come back to that level where man's at, it's so easy to fall into mistakes and sin and anger. Because he says here, now you said to wrath and anger and clamoring and evil speaking put away from you.
That's right.
It's so easy when you come out of the anointing. Say we come out of the anointing. Or we get back in this plane where we're, you know, this normal plane where we're living a daily life.
That's right.
You know, it's easy to think, to make mistakes. And so we always have to be willing to have a heart of repentance and to renew the spirit of our mind. Because we can think bad thoughts and think things in our mind. And so what have we done? We have made the spirit of our mind, we cause dirt to get, it's like getting dirt in there.
That's right.
God wants us to renew the spirit of our mind and to clear it out, to clean it out, you know. And how does that happen? You know, teshuva is not just a 1 month a year.
Nope.
No.
Should be all the time.
Teshuva is it's daily. It's moment by moment, you know.
You got it.
Well, we don't want to give the any. Then a lot of people don't believe in the devil.
That's right.
Right here it says in verse 27.
Yeah.
Neither give place to
the devil. That's right.
So what happens when we get in anger or wrath? We have given place to the devil.
That's right. We do.
So we have to repent. And thank God, you know, repentance is a gift from God.
Sure is.
It's a gift from God. It's a great gift from God. It's Yeshua. It's Jesus.
Teshuva.
It's Yeshua.
It's Yeshua. Yeah.
That's right. It's Yeshua. That he gave his only begotten son that we could have repentance. Because
right.
Teshuva merely means to return to have to return to repentance.
That's
to
right.
repent.
That's right.
Repent.
You'll get it in a minute, yeah.
I'll get it in a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But you know, you think about what all these the letters that Paul wrote, even I think about 1 Thessalonians and all that, what he wrote. And 2 Thessalonians, you know, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we got people worried about who the false Messiah is going to be. Where's he going to come from? I believe this with all my heart. Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians reveals to you and I that we will not be here when this man is revealed on the earth. He might be here right now. We don't know, but he will not be revealed until we're gone. Well, I want to take you another place here, Pastor Dale, because we're talking about Teshuva and trumpets.
I just want to read this
go right
before
ahead,
you
man.
Go over there. I want to stay over, I'm still over here in Ephesians chapter 4.
Go right ahead.
Because we're talking about the renewing of the spirit of
the
your
mind.
Yep. I want to go back up a little bit, verse 17. It says, mm-hmm. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Those are Gentiles to be unbelievers. In the vanity of their mind.
That's right.
Here's the vanity of
the
mind.
The emptiness of their mind, yeah.
Having the understanding darkened.
Mm-hmm.
They're darkened to spiritual things.
That's right.
Being alienated from the life of God. They don't know what it's like to have God.
Mm-hmm.
Through the ignorance that is in them. Now this is the key. Why? Because of the blindness of their heart.
Heart. That's how the Jewish people got in trouble way back in the first covenant, didn't they? The blindness of their heart.
Who being past feelings have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ.
That's right.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, this is Jesus, as the truth is in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation.
And your conduct, yeah.
The old man,
mm-hmm.
which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
That's right.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Pretty powerful verses, I tell you.
And that you put on the new man.
The new man.
Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
That's right. Not some facade, it has to be real. Paul mentioned Hebrews, I think it's over in either chapter 9 or 10, that if we don't seek after holiness, we'll never see the face of God. Like Paul talked about in 1 mm-hmm. Corinthians 13, he said face to face one day. Well, mm-hmm. the Jews understand what that means.
See, it says to be, you can be angry, but sin not.
Sin not.
Like Moses, when he came down, he was angry.
Yeah.
But he was so angry.
He broke the tablets, he threw him down and busted him into pieces. Then.
That's right. And he was so angry, he hit the rock when he was supposed to speak to the rock.
And it cost him dearly.
It cost him. He was not able to go carry the people, to take the people across the Jordan River because of that act.
That's right.
See, he had to deal with his anger.
Sure did.
He had a lot of people to deal with.
That's right. He sure did.
But he still, with God, we should be able to have self-control.
That's right.
Because, well, especially now, we have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, you know, Moses, he saw God. He said, can I see you? And God went back. He saw the backside of the Lord. I mean, he heard the voice of the Lord. He saw the burning bush. He did all those signs and wonders, you know.
He sure did.
But yet he had trouble. In his own mind, he allowed the spirit of anger to take control of him.
That's it.
See, because it says you can be angry. It says
that's
in verse 26.
Don't let it turn into sin.
Be ye angry and sin not.
That's right.
Let not the sun go down on your wrath.
That's it. That's
neither
right.
give place to the devil.
That's right.
When we give place to the devil, we have just invited the enemy to come in and torment us.
And to steal,
and
kill, and destroy.
Yeah. Confusion, and to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, to take away our joy. You know, we need to be smarter than that.
That's
and God,
right.
We have the Holy Ghost, so we can be smarter than that if we renew the spirit of our mind.
That's right. You got it. If I think about the Jews this season coming up, where they're going to be in this great inspection of themselves, those 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't just do that at this time of the year. We should be looking at this all the time, that we want to be sealed until the day of redemption. We also want to be written in the Lamb's Book of the Life. And so we need that. So I'm going to take you over to Revelation for a couple of minutes now. Before we read this, I just want to share something with you. The book of Revelation, the first three chapters, was talking about the churches that were going to be on the earth at that time that when Jesus was here, but also there were a pattern that churches are going to come down through the ages. But once you get past chapter 4, verse 1, you don't hear another word mentioned about the church until you get to Revelation chapter 22 at the very end. So what's that telling us? The book of Revelation is not to scare the church. It's God's telling the world and also believers to know what's going to happen during this seven-year period, these 2,520 days of Jacob's trouble with Israel. So what's going to be taught here? God's going to teach us about trumpets, okay, the Day of Atonement, and also tabernacles, okay? It's all about this. In fact, before I read this verse, I'm going to go over to chapter 8 with you for just a moment, and I want you to look at chapter 8, verse 1, and I'm going to go back to chapter 4. It says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, this is what John saw, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. This is in Jewish history. On the Day of Atonement, before the high priest would ever think about going behind the veil, he would lay prostrate outside the veil for 30 minutes and be completely quiet with silence at that time. It was on the Day of Atonement to be sure that everything he did was perfect in God's eyes. And then he got up and went in. People don't even realize that. All right? Now, we're back here to where I was at in chapter 4 with you. These first three chapters are all these letters that Jesus gave to all the leadership in the churches and told them to read them to each other as well. All the church, those seven churches, okay? And there's patterns in all this for the churches down through history where they got into terrible sin and debauchery. And think about all the people that were believers down through time that were killed by church institutions saying that they were wicked or they were heretics because they didn't believe the way they did. But see, we don't want to believe the way everybody else believes. We want to believe what the Word of God says. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for that. Amen, Lord. We thank you for that. Now, listen to this. Now, chapter 4, verse 1, we're done with the letters to the churches. Now, look at what John was told here. He says, after this, John says, I looked and behold a door. Now, this door in the Greek, it can be a door. In the Hebrew, it's a gate. Was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was it were of a trumpet. This is a trumpet. It's blown what? On Rosh Hashanah, on the Day of Trumpets. Talking, it was God's voice, okay? Which said, come up hither. John was to be, he's going to be lifted off the earth in the spirit, and I will show thee things which must be what? Hereafter, after the church age, after the church is gone. And he says, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And we see this incredible chapter 4 of what John saw. And so here we have this, and the rest of the book then is referring to the nation of Israel and God's judgments. And by the way, these judgments are going to come. They're not going to come from man. You know, the devil working through men. That's what's going on right now. These judgments, these 21 judgments, will come from God Almighty. Can you imagine hail balls falling out of the sky, weighing 100 to 120 pounds, and when they hit somebody, they're dead? Those judgments will come from God, not from man. And he's pouring out this trouble with Israel, believing and hoping that they're going to come to Yeshua. But a lot of them are out there shaking their fist at God when this is all going to happen. And so we can read all this and see what God's doing. He's telling Israel what he wants to accomplish and do with all of them. And then we go over to the very end. I'm going to go over here further now to chapter, our favorite chapter. This is where we got our church name out of in Revelation chapter 19:10. Worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is what? Spirit of prophecy. Well, then we go over to chapter 20, and we can see this. I'm going to read a few verses here, starting in 1. John says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. You have all the names of the devil right here. On the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, Hasatan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He's bound.
He wanted to make sure that we got that clear.
That's right. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Now, verse 4 is very interesting. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. We just read over in Daniel chapter 7 on trumpets. The books will be open, and we're going to be sitting on thrones with the Lord at that time as he judges. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given. Judgment was on trumpets unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And by the way, we're going to be judged. It tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I think verses 2 and 3, that we're going to judge angels in it also. And we're going to be judging those angels. That's how powerful we're going to have the privilege to do that. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And so who beheads people today? The Muslims do. So he's giving you a clue about all this. For the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived. It means the Greek says they lived again and reigned with Christ, 1,000 years. So there's going to be another resurrection at the end of Jacob's trouble on Rosh Hashanah. Trumpets again. Who will go up in all that? Well, all the tribulation martyrs that are there that come to Christ, they'll be going. All the first covenant, we just read that in Daniel chapter 12. All the Old Testament, first covenant people that walked with God, they will be resurrected at that time also. And then 10 days later, the Lord's going to come back to the earth and establish his kingdom on this earth. So it's all right here in the Bible. We haven't looked at it through the right eyes. We're looking at what men have to say about it instead of looking at the word of God. Now, if you want to find out more about this, I have a book I've written called God's Prophetic Calendar and the Pictures of the Messiah Revealed Through God's Appointed Times, okay? And if you want that, you can have that for $25 plus about $4 for shipping and handling. So Donna's got something she wants
Praise
to close
Lord.
With. We only
Praise
have a couple
Lord.
Minutes, but I could go on and on, so
I
we'll
know,
talk about this next
know,
week.
I know, but we run out of time, Pastor Gene. Right. But if you want to be in the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven,
right.
It says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
It's in Matthew. You can look that up, 6:33. So you must be born again.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're blessed to be on WCNO every Saturday from 12 noon. You can go back and listen to this again. Just go to WCNO.com, and you can take notes when you get home. Tell your friends and neighbors about and your family about this radio broadcast, and I pray that it's been a blessing to you to help open your eyes so you would be able to see clearly and know that Yeshua is the only way that we can go to the Father. In prayer or anything else, we have to ask Jesus to come into our heart, and we have a changed heart. We return to the Lord. It's the only way you can return to the Father is through Jesus. It's the only one we pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Well, I just want to give our phone number and to let you know that we have services tomorrow, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're in Stuart, Florida on Cantor Highway in Monterey. We're in the Monterey Plaza. So give us a phone call if you'd like a calendar, if you'd like more information. We'd be glad to mail it to you. The phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
So as we close this program, we want you to remember that you don't have to be in the dark. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, you will not be in the dark if you're walking with the Lord. You won't be called a fool. That's right. So as we close the program, we tell you to look up because your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.